This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. We are having a great time with myself, Todd, Denise, and Cal, talking about the law. We have a lot of fun. This, by far, is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on the radio, other than those alien shows. I forgot to remind everyone, the alien shows are better than our shows, because I've loved those. I always listen. In all honesty, I truly do miss listening to those. When I'd go to college, I'd drive across the Nevada desert, and that's the only thing you could listen to, right? You get those stations, and no matter what, there's 15,000 miles away late at night in the Nevada desert, you're going to get the radio from anywhere. And I just love those, George, yeah, this is Henry calling. I just saw a three-footed guy with green arms and some pink hair.
And George, my wife and I had a chicken, and I just seen its ghost, I swear. We had the chicken for dinner, and I just seen this ghost.
Oh, it's got the best stuff in the world, man. And who was the guy? Who's the host of that? Do you remember the host?
Well, George Norrie is now, and the guy before that was Art Bell.
Art Bell.
Who did it from Pahrump, Nevada, and I've driven by his office today.
Oh, man. That is so awesome. That's good radio. That's good radio.
And you know, the cool thing about it is you're driving along in the desert and you hear all the sparkling and little lightning static and all that stuff. And you're thinking, oh, man.
This is awesome.
I know an Amy's going to stop me any minute.
I know that. I love it. You got to pull off on the side of the road somewhere, way far away in the little Nevada road. We're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. I've said this for the past at least hour. 855 Law Radio, 855-529-7234. We're going to do another case or no case. I always lose, and I'm begging our listeners. We've had callers already, you know, in the first hour, but I'm begging listeners to call in and help me and do the case or no case for me, and I will follow your lead and see if I can get a point, because doggone it, my wife might call and go, let me help you out on this one.
if what Cal said was correct, and I have no reason to doubt this, if the caller gives you the correct answer, let's say you get the 2 points, you will also get a bonus point, so you could get 3 points, whereas Denise and I only have the potential
for
2 points.
You're capped at 2, that's right.
Well, Todd, I know one thing. I know your family listens, and I think your mom listens. I hope your mom calls in to help me. I know she's very nice and smart.
That Fred, he's such a nice boy.
Denise has family back in Europe listening to us. They never miss.
I have a lot of cousins too in Oregon and
Someone help. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to talk about a couple of interesting things going on. NFL attorney litigation case, which is very briefly. We're going to talk about again the sad pitcher Tyler Skaggs for the Angels, the lawsuits in his death. And the NFL Sunday Ticket antitrust lawsuit. This is very interesting about that, you know, those of you who are sports fans, about whether or not, you know, the DirecTV and the NFL are kind of breaking some antitrust laws and not allowing any competition to show their the NFL games. And I follow that because I've watched NFL games, and the only way I can in the West Coast watch the Cleveland Browns, who I watch religiously, is to do it through the NFL ticket. So it's a lot of bar owners and stuff like that suing. And then we're going to very briefly talk about some corruption lawsuits in soccer. That would be in South America. Yes, there are some corruption. But the most important thing we do, Cal, is we do case or no case, and it sounds like no one's going
to
help.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! Sad day.
scenario. Once they set the scenario, you'll be welcome to call and see if you can render Fred some of your kind assistance, perhaps for a special award. We'll see.
Maybe they can even tweet it out at Radio Law Talk.
Oh, that'd be good.
Well, why don't we call it a major award? It's a major award.
Yeah, okay, for a major
it's
award.
It's the Fred G. Lay component.
Right.
Okay.
Mandy was a hardworking and yet jealous woman. One Friday afternoon, she came home from the food processing plant and her 10-hour-a-day job, only to find her best friend, Consuela, buck naked in the kitchen frying up some eggs. You see, Consuela and Mandy's boyfriend had been hard at work themselves, and it was break time, so to speak. So Mandy goes up to Consuela and grabs the fry pan, takes a swing, leaves a bruise and a burn on Consuela's shoulder. An embarrassed Consuela quickly grabbed her things while Mandy's boyfriend ran out the back to the car, apparently heeding the suggestion that he leave and never come back. Consuela went right to the emergency room for treatment of her injuries, which came up to about $2,700, she said, and Consuela sought legal counsel because she wanted to recover those costs because of the alleged overly aggressive response of Mandy. Mandy went to jail. Consuela wanted to go to court. And so I ask you, Denise, I think you're first here. Case or no case?
I'm on my own.
Okay. Boy, this could be a scenario.
Could it not?
It could be. Mm-hmm. And there should be pain and suffering. So, I mean, even though it's a small claims jurisdiction in most states, it could also have some pain and suffering, but not in small claims court. Right? No pain and suffering.
Well, it's $2,700, so I think it's above small claims, right?
No, $10,000.
Well, it depends on the state.
No, okay.
State.
California's $10,000.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say that this is not a case, but it is a scenario.
All right. You have the privilege of saying that. Mr. Penny. No help for you from the
callers. Okay, here's
the deal.
Where are
you, callers?
Here's the deal.
What's the number we call?
Let me look at Twitter.
Todd's going to call. Todd, would you call really quick?
I can't even dial the right number.
Why don't you text it? Just text it. Just do a tweet.
Yeah, you can send a tweet. Denise looking at Twitter right now.
I already know what the answer is, okay? The answer is, it's a typical thing. He's calling now. He's calling. Hold on. I got a helper. Who is it?
All right, go ahead, Andrew.
my name's Andrew. I want to help out Fred here.
Okay, go ahead. Sure. Is it case or no case? What say you?
I'm going to say that this is a case. And that the plaintiff wins. Yes, case and plaintiff
wins. Wow, that's Andrew. Thank you, Andrew. We'll
Thank
send
you,
you a special shirt
yeah, special
and help
award.
You out. But
it's on the way.
Here's the deal.
For Julia
Ward. I was going to say all along, it's a case because it sounds like, oh, that's just a scenario. That's a typical scenario-sounding situation. It's a case, and the answer is she wins. Consuela wins because she did aggress. She overreacted and didn't have to harm her. She was no danger. She just asked her to leave with her without her clothes because she didn't have her clothes. She just had apparently the two hard boiled eggs.
Oh, she had the fried eggs there. You know. Maybe a slice of ham.
And she just left. Case, Consuela wins. The lady who caught them should not have hit her with the pan.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
All right, Todd, I think it's your turn, right?
All right. First off, I think whoever called Andrew, he's a genius.
Just nailed it. Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's a case and she wins. I don't know, just case and she wins. I win either way, right?
That's stunning.
I'm going to say case and Consuela wins.
Case and Consuela wins. Okay,
yes.
When we come back, we're going to, and I'll give you one more chance to call, but I don't think anyone's calling to help me out. And I will change my, whatever my answer is if someone calls in, other than Andrew. We'll be back.
So, is there such a thing as overly responding to adultery? Or whatever you want to call it? Messing around, I guess? We'll find out after this on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Not all law firms.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is this real life?
All advertising for legal services.
Okay, real life. Back to the show. Denise, Todd, Fred.
You know what? I guess we're trying to figure out. We've all said what we're doing on case or no case. To state it again, someone with a interesting name showed up and found Consuela with her boyfriend, and she naked frying some eggs. and used the frying pan to make sure she left the area.
Quickly,
and the boyfriend followed. And Mandy went to jail. And the question is, does Consuela have a case against Mandy? And this seems like a normal scenario, but it's just so off the wall. It's just so... Cal wants us to say it's a scenario. So we don't care what the other two said. It doesn't matter. Because I'm the only one that we're trying to figure out to get a point in. And I got no one to help.
I wanted to ask Todd a question. Can you get reparation for this in the criminal case?
What do you mean?
Like, can Consuela, in the criminal case, get paid back her $2,700
as a
reparation?
In a criminal case, if you can prove that you have damages for restitution, you can't get punitive damages. We're talking about, look, if you have medical bills and they equal this, if you have a damaged car, it's restitution.
Right.
You can get restitution in a criminal case if one is brought. Yeah. Mm. So.
And they actually have a fund for you that you can go get money if you've been criminally, if you're damaged in some way by a criminal. Because a lot of times in civilly, there's no money to go after. There's actual fund. You can go get some money to reimburse you for your costs. So, Cal.
Well, the real question is, was this a true case? Was this a scenario? Was this just something, a figment in my imagination, a tragic story in my past? I mean, what was it really? And
were you the one holding the pan, making the eggs?
Maybe. No.
He was the one escaping.
Yeah.
How many of you say this was a case? That would be Fred and Todd. Oh, my goodness.
That's an actual shocker that I lost again. I have I won in years.
By the way, it is a true crime. This is something that actually happened, but I have no word of any civil suit being filed to try to recoup a burned shoulder and a knock on the head from a frying pan. Although that is something to cheer about. The end of case in case.
Hey, you know what, Cal? Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Next Saturday, will you do me a favor and bring a pair of dice? So when it comes, I'm just going to roll dice, and whatever it says, I'll do like, okay, if it's odd, I say yes, a case, even it's not a case. And that's what we should do.
I could just bring a tossing coin.
Or one of those little balls.
Oh, the magic eight ball. Yes. Oh.
Bring it the magic eight ball. I got to find one on the Amazon. Okay. Oh, my heavens. So what's our point score, Denise?
You really want to know?
Yeah, I want to hear. Listen to this, people.
Todd is still ahead at 12. I'm next at 10, and you're the big goose egg.
Zero!
And, you know, we may have a case or no case panel. If you want to appear on Case or No Case, send us an email to info@radiolawtalk.com with your contact information.
Yeah.
And before I start Case or No Case, I'll call you up, put you on the panel. You can sit on the panel for Fred and try to earn him a point.
Please help me.
That would
everybody
be so fun.
Let's talk about some law. There's a couple of things going on. The one thing I want to talk about is this kind of sad case. Let's talk about the Angels pitcher. Tyler Skaggs was a great pitcher for the Texas. The Rangers. And while in Texas,
actually, he was a pitcher for the Angels. And they were in Texas to play the Rangers.
Right. Yes. That's what I was getting to. So in Texas, he was in Texas to play the Rangers, and he was found dead in his. In his hotel.
Right.
So there's a guy by the name of Eric Kay that apparently works for the Angels as a communications person. And what happened was the reports came back of the autopsy that he died of alcohol, fentanyl, and oxycodone or codon intoxication with what they call terminal aspiration. Which means basically he choked on his vomit, right? And so the issue is what's going on with this individual, Eric Kay, that apparently allegations, allegedly, that was giving him these medicines that they're trying to claim caused him to die or pass away or this to occur.
And a grand jury actually indicted Kay.
Right. But tell people, Denise, though, I always say, so what on the grand jury thing, and why?
because the defense doesn't get to present any evidence.
Anything. It's only,
basically
right.
the prosecution providing all the evidence they have to see whether or not there's enough evidence to even bring the case.
Right. Defense doesn't even get to talk, doesn't even show up. So when I people, oh, the grand jury indicted him, I always say, so what?
Yeah, you know, and from a factual standpoint, I've been able to look up not only the indictment that Eric Kay is suffering and why this case is going to trial, or at least set for trial, but I've also found the affidavit in support of the indictment, which lists the conversation, the text messages back and forth between Eric Kay and Tyler Skaggs that led to this, but... You know, this case has been kind of fast-tracked in the sense that he was just indicted in, what, August or July?
Yeah.
And the trial has been set for December of this year.
That is
pretty quick, but I wonder if that's just a judge saying, look, we anticipate maybe things will get continued or whatever, but let's get rolling. The reason why I see this maybe going to trial is Eric Kay is charged with two specific counts. One is possession with the intent to distribute, distribution of a controlled substance. The other is distributing a controlled substance, specifically a Schedule 2, which is the fentanyl, and it resulting in the death of another person. And the reason why is the penalty for that specific violation, 20 years to life.
Crazy.
So it could ultimately be a life sentence for Eric Kay, which I understand why he would want to fight that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we come back from the break, I'll read a text message which may lead to why he is fighting it.
So hang on. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. You can tweet us. Go to our Instagram. Remember, after the show, a lot of times this is replayed. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk is live 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday. You're welcome to join us on Radio Law Talk then or our preferred mode on your favorite local radio station in real time. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
USA Radio News.
Major news outlets are projecting that Joe Biden will become 46th president of the United States. Fox is projecting after a victory in the state where Biden was born put him over the 270 electoral votes needed to win. With Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes, Biden now has a total of 273 votes. Before becoming the Democratic presidential nominee, Biden served as vice president under former President Barack Obama. Throughout his campaign, Biden had argued that the soul of the nation is at stake and has promised that he would seek to heal a country fractured by Trump's presidency. Biden also carried Arizona, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Biden was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and sought to contrast his working-class roots with the affluent Trump's by casting the race as Scranton versus Park Avenue. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Are you serious? Oh, come on. Oh, stop it.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
We were talking about Eric Kay, the employee of the Angels, being indicted and the trial coming up soon on whether or not he was involved, which he, to some degree, was. Innocent until proven guilty, correct? But on the Angels pitcher by the name of, I can't remember his name.
Tyler Skaggs.
Tyler Skaggs, who passed away from an overdose of from alcohol, fentanyl, oxycodone, intoxication, and basically choked on his vomit.
Now, remember, the key here, just to break this down into what the prosecution has to prove, the charge that is carrying the 25 to life, or 20 years to life sentence, potential sentence, is count two, and that deals with the distribution of the fentanyl. They specifically listed it in the indictment as the distribution of fentanyl, not the oxycodone,
right,
but the fentanyl. And so, in a federal case like this, the lead investigator also files what's called an affidavit in support of the complaint or the indictment that's ultimately filed. Well, the investigator filed this complaint or this affidavit, and through it, he includes this back and forth they got from Skaggs' cell phone that shows the text messages Skaggs and Eric Kay. So Skaggs makes a request for
this is text.
This is text messages at 2:35 p.m. on June 30th, 2019, in response to a request for pills. K says, how many? That's at 235. Skaggs at 235.
K's not a doctor.
No, he's not a doctor. So K says at 235, how many? At 236, Skaggs says, just a few, like five. K then says, word, because he's hip with the vernacular. Says at 236, don't need many. And that's all they have. Then at 11:47 that night, Skaggs says 469. That's in reference to his room number. At 11:47, he says, come by. And Kay says, okay. That's at 11:50. Now, here's the deal. Based upon the text messages back and forth and the affidavit, the officer says, based on my training experience, I believe they were talking about oxycodone. He doesn't mention fentanyl. They found fentanyl in Skaggs' system. They found fentanyl there. But the question is, how
and,
do you...
And fentanyl was the cause of death.
Fentanyl was the cause of death. But how do you tie Eric K. to the fentanyl when the text messages were referencing oxycodone? Which, look, it's bad. You can still get distribution. But the 20 to life doesn't attach to the oxycodone. It attaches to the fentanyl.
Well, so because many times, oxy, current... drug vernacular, you know this, many times oxy has some fentanyl in it, unbeknownst to the person who's taking it.
Yeah,
they cut it with fentanyl.
But these drugs that were given to him were pharmaceutical grade.
He just
got a hold of them and he gave it to him. Right?
Never mind.
And so, and even if it was cut, how did Eric K. know that fentanyl was there if they thought they were just talking about that? So this whole thing is the action of union, of intent, and the intent to break the law. So that's why this is going to trial. I think Eric K. was probably looking at this going, look, I'm good for distributing something, right? The oxycodone, I'm probably good for that. And yeah, I gave it to him, and I feel bad that he died, but... That's like a max 20-year sentence. I think you get 10 if it's lower term. But I'm not going down on the 20 to life one.
Yeah, I didn't know that he was going to die. I didn't intend him to die. I think the guy wanted a couple of pills.
You know? And the distribution with the folks, this is a catch-all sentence. I was talking to you guys in the break. I read a book. It was about felonies that average people commit.
Oh, yeah,
And take this scenario. You go to the hospital, you go to the doctor, they prescribe you some Vicodin or some painkiller.
Codeine,
whatever. They prescribe that to you for your injury. You don't take all of them. They're sitting in your medicine cabinet. A year goes by. Your neighbor comes over. Oh, I got hurt, can't get to the doctor. He says, well, here, take a Vicodin. You just committed a felony if you did that.
Mm.
That's a felony, but it's one that commonly happens. And if it was fentanyl that you had, oh man, this is great for painkiller, and you gave them to that, and you were on the federal level, and they died, you could get charged with the same thing that Eric K. is charged with, and be looking at 20 to life because you distributed fentanyl and somebody died as a result of it. That's a completely different category than the person that is actively peddling in drugs.
Cal, let me just make one correction. The neighbor scenario coming over.
Yes.
So these are the ones that people don't realize are committing felonies. I think that's not a felony unless the neighbor comes over and you say, hey, dude, you want some of this? It's the way you say it, you know. If it's like, hey, dude, you want some of this? Or if you say, yes, here, I'll help you. It's just a different story. Isn't that the case?
You know what? Here's the thing. If they had the text messages, if they had the text messages, they don't get to read inflection. It's just, hey, dude, do you want some? And they give it to him.
Well,
that's a felony.
I'm sure the defense for Eric K. is going to say, and Your Honor, what motive would my client have to want to kill one of the best players on the baseball team for which he worked?
Well, I agree with that. I agree that they could argue that. Here's the thing about motive that's interesting. Motive primarily comes up when you don't know the identity of the perpetrator. Somebody ends up dead, and clearly they were stabbed with a knife, and we have three suspects. Which one of them could it be? Then you look at motive to see, well, this person had the highest motive. But in a case like this, where there is there's no question as to who provided the oxycodone,
right?
And who it was provided to and what happened, motive isn't really an issue there.
What about intent, though?
Well,
intent to provide
that's
him with
what
fentanyl.
I'm suggesting. That's exactly
now, the
what
issue
I'm
here
about.
For the issue here for intent. Okay, is we don't know from the affidavit that I read, and maybe I missed something in the affidavit, but The only thing the officer said was, we know they were talking about oxycodone, and Kay gave them some. Where did he get the fentanyl?
If he did.
Because we know he took fentanyl. It was found in his system.
Yeah.
So where did he get the fentanyl?
Right.
Now, if they're saying, well, you know, if the guy brought over the oxycodone, he probably brought over a couple of fentanyl pills. I don't know if that's enough for proof.
No, they found one oxycodone pill with fentanyl, and then they found white powder on the floor that was tested positive for fentanyl.
But the thing
is, they found one pill that had fentanyl.
Well, but the thing is, where did he get the fentanyl?
Yeah, did he get it in the same place?
Because the text messages are only referencing oxycodone.
And the guy's just like, here's a couple of those, no big deal. He probably wasn't thinking anything about it. Like, no problem.
That's right. That's right.
So,
I certainly don't think Eric Kay is in the same category as somebody that is actively peddling drugs, and that's the mainstay and what they're doing. He's a communications guy that has a bunch of buddies on the team. He wants to be the guy that helps everybody out. Does it justify what he did? No, it's still a violation of the law. Is it 20 years to life worthy?
No.
Well, that's why it's going to trial. I don't think so.
Well, it depends on how many prison cells you have available at the time.
Oh, exactly.
To me, that's the problem. They're letting everybody out of the prisons because they don't have enough room and the COVID, and yet they're trying to put, I don't know,
stupid. Look, it could be worse. It could be fake dog food, which takes us back to our first hour.
Mm-hmm.
It could be grain-filled dog food, but, you know, whatever. Just the things that take up the legal system, the court system and everything.
What do dogs eat?
Just imagine.
Well, what do my dogs eat?
I know what your dogs eat.
What a dog's
aspirate. It ain't laced with anything. So.
Your dog should be suing you.
I'm not the one I just pointed them to where the cowman
voluntary
is.
Action, yes.
So the NFL Sunday ticket is something that I subscribe to, and I can't get all the NFL games because I like to watch the Cleveland Browns because it's only on DirecTV, and I don't have DirecTV. And in other words, you have to order a special package for it. Well, apparently the restaurant owners, there's a number of restaurant owners, are tired of being, according to, you know, kind of, you know, I'm not going to say the word pistol whip, but it's like they just are tired of having to pay these fees to one specific, you know, network like DirecTV and the NFL are basically not passing it around so there's more competition and then the price is cheaper.
And it is an expensive package.
It's
and if you have a commercial view like in a bar, it's even more than you pay for it.
Right.
At
it
home.
Is.
Right.
So
yeah.
They think it's a monopoly, so they bring this antitrust lawsuit, and it's filed in 2015, and basically, to make a long story short, the lower court throws it out. Appellate court says, nope. And there's a reason why we're going to talk about this, because it's not just this NFL Sunday ticket I want to talk about, but we're going to diverge from it for a reason. Appellate court says, nope, that case can go forward. And the United States Supreme Court just noted down that they're not going to take the case up, which means the appellate court is the ruling. And some interesting things happen when the Supreme Court says, we're not going to accept this case and rule on this case.
If only it had stopped there.
Just wait. It's very interesting. And Denise Todd and I, as lawyers, are going to talk a little bit about this and go, and scratch our head. We'll be back.
I mean, of course it's a monopoly. They own the league, right?
Yeah.
Just thinking out loud. All right, more Radio Law Talk will continue. Our final segment, Quick Takes, coming up, too, after this on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Boys are weird. Is this real life?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So why? What's the interesting thing about the NFL Sunday Ticket antitrust lawsuit that we want to talk about? And it seems, as lawyers, the three of us have kind of talked about this, and it seems like things are changing a little bit in the courts, and mainly the Supreme Court. And we're not saying this is, this is 100% happening, but it just seems, I never remember this happening. And they deny certiorari, or deny cert, which means we are not going to hear the case, which means the lower court prevails, which was the appellate court. And that's it. That's it. We deny cert.
Yeah.
But what's happening?
Well, sometimes,
rare,
when they will say we deny cert, but it's not a unanimous decision. Right? So let's say it's 7-2 to deny cert. We're not going to take this up. Sometimes the two dissenting judges, or any judge that dissents, will say, will write something about why I would have heard this case, why I would have done that.
But not that often.
It's rare, but we don't see that. This case took a move to even more rare.
But recently, there's been more of this happening, is what I'm saying.
So the justice... Kavanaugh took a different position,
right?
Which, instead of it being a dissenting position, it was, I agree we shouldn't hear this case. However, I don't agree with the decision at the Court of Appeals, and here's why.
Yeah, I don't agree with this, but this is what I think.
This is why this practice kind of bothers me, and it's for this reason. We just had the confirmation hearing of Amy Coney Barrett, right? And Amy Coney Barrett was asked numerous times by folks questions to see if they could read the tea leaves or get her to indicate how she would rule on a certain issue if it came before her. And every time she did what every other judge has done, which is recite and say, it would not be appropriate for me to rule. To talk about this.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to deny certiorari, how is it not indicating how you have prejudged the case when you author a written opinion where you discuss, in your opinion, the viability of the case that is now being remanded back to the lower court? Is it now just because you're sitting as a judge on the Supreme Court that now you're allowed to offer your opinions about a case that you have expressly said is not before us because we're not going to hear it?
It's so highly unusual.
And
I think it is exactly, you hit the nail on the head. It's telling the Court of Appeals, this is how I'm going to vote, basically, or this is how I'm going to decide the case.
I would have.
Except for a kid's going back down now heard, and presumably could be appealed back up to the Supreme Court.
Or indicating to, so essentially what Kavanaugh said was, we're not going to hear this, but I'm not certain that I really like the plaintiff's case.
Right.
That's what he said.
He basically
said,
26 years they're doing this, now you're bringing this up?
And he raised issues about whether or not the plaintiffs even have potential standing to raise the suit. Well, as a judge, when you say those things, all you're really doing is gift-wrapping and telegraphing to the plaintiff, by the way, if you haven't thought about raising these arguments, these are ones where I'm kind of already in your corner.
You
might want to raise these, or to the defense, rather.
Yeah.
You might want to raise these arguments because they go against the plaintiff, and I'm giving you a preview as to what I think about it right now. And it just, look.
It doesn't sit well.
If being a judge... When people go to, Fred, you know judges, and Denise, you know judges, and I have know judges and have family members that are judges, not friends and stuff that are judges. When you become a judge, oftentimes in many jurisdictions they send you to a little judicial college where you go and you kind of learn about the decorum of being a judge and what's expected of you and disclosures that you have to make and stuff like that. And the overriding theme of this is, folks, you want to avoid even the appearance of impropriety.
Exactly.
You might think that it's okay, but if it's even close, if it is even close to the line, you don't want to walk there. Why would Justice Kavanaugh do this? This is, to me, it's too close to the line. If you're not going to take it up, just say, we're not going to take it up. And if it comes back to us on whatever issue it comes back to us, I'll address it then. But I'm not going to tip my hand.
Yeah, it's just kind of interesting. And it's not, we're not ripping on Kavanaugh. This is not a rip on Kavanaugh. Because it's other judges that have been doing this. It's more of like the dog with the whistle, cocking your head going, you know, what's going on here?
Which is, look, this is different than the judges that talk about a case where they would have taken up the case, right? So if there's a dissent, I think it's appropriate for a judge to say, well, based upon the issues that were presented before me, I think those are things that the court should have taken up because this is my opinion on what was presented to me. Kavanaugh appears here to going beyond that to opining on things that were not presented.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that that's appropriate.
Interesting. It's just, I just don't remember them, you know, on denying cert. Denied cert, done. No issues, no question. Just denied cert. We're not going to discuss why. But that's okay. So here's an interesting thing that noted about a judge in Miami-Dade judge, David Miller. Now listen, I want to go through a scenario with you as you guys are listening before we go and end this show. Okay, picture this, the courtroom. There's multiple courtrooms. A judge has his trial. Judge Miller's got a trial going, very important trial. And outside in the lobby area, there's loud noises and like a, I'm going to call it a party. It's not even a party because I've been to these and Denise has too, where another judge in another courtroom close by is sworn in. And it's a great ceremony. It's a wonderful time, but people come outside. It's all the dignitaries and they're loud. And yet a trial's going on next door. He sent his bailiffs out, right? The bailiffs go out. The bailiffs say, quiet, please. They don't quiet down. He sends out other people. They're being quiet. So the judge comes down off, just time out here, time out on our trial here. He goes out in his robe. They're saying his robe. Obviously, he's going to have his robe on. And says, goes out there and tells the people, and yells, they say yells, to quiet down. He's got a trial going on. And one lady that gave him a, apparently a, you know, look like, and this, you know, smart, I don't know, look, sound like a smarty look, he, you know, threatened her. And that's
and
what Denise, that's where Denise and I are like, you don't, to be,
and he
contempt.
Threatened her to hold her in contempt.
Right.
Now, mind you, she's not in his courtroom.
No.
At all. So, and I'm a temporary judge, so are you.
Yeah.
And one thing you learn is you'd never step out in the hall with your robe on.
Yes.
Period.
Never step out in the hall, period.
Yeah. And so he's out there and he threatens this one woman with contempt. And here it is, a ceremony that is what's called an investiture for another judge. And it's a happy moment.
But it's out of control, though. Don't you agree?
It's out of
control. It's way too low.
But,
way too low.
The court found that it was out of control.
Right.
That they should not have interrupted that trial. That that was wrong. And that, nonetheless, they're still going to
reprimand him.
And they did reprimand him. And we'll talk about what reprimands are available.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I know of a judge who was doing a criminal matter, was a regular calendar, and he kind of got this feeling that this defendant was going to bolt and just run out of court because the judge was going to remand him. And the defendant did. And the judge hopped off the bench, ran out, and tackled him in the yard. Crazy stuff. Crazy things
happens, including the end of Radio Law Talk, and, of course, the highlight, the capstone of Radio Law Talk. Is quick takes. Mr. Fred, what is your quick take today?
Look, Your Honor, let me tell you how to reprimand people outside the courtroom in the lobby. You just walk out, throw some water balloons at them, and walk back in. That's it.
Right. Mr. Kunin, have you a quick take for us today?
I do. You know what? If you don't like the way the NFL is doing their stuff, just don't watch their games. Good luck with that.
How's that going to work? And Denise, do you have a quick take for us today?
I do.
Okay.
Be careful what you sue for. Ask Johnny Depp.
We will see you next week, Pacific time, 9 to noon, every Saturday. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, all our affiliates. See you later.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.